sewage systems. Wanna throw away that waterbed heater and vibrator? Well, let me tell you how 200 pounds of baloney and one common housefly stuffed into a waterbed can change your sleeping habits forever. Yes, within weeks, the maggot flotation system's millions of hungry mouths will be lulling you into gentle, naturally warm sleep as their life and death rhythm goes on just centimeters below your cheek. And Beelzebub maggot flotation systems are guaranteed not to rip. And believe me, you don't want one of those babies ripping on you. So try our new maggot flotation systems and have pleasant dreams. And now Midnight Mondo presents the Dictionary Game.
Hello. Are you in a room somewhere listening to the radio? Look up at the ceiling. There it is, above you. It's not moving very much, is it? So you feel bored. Then try the dictionary game. Find a word that you don't know in the dictionary. Now write it down on a clean sheet of paper. Take a scissors from the drawer and cut the word in half. Now reverse the letters. Write down a new word without using any of the letters on the paper. Now light the paper on fire. Spread the ashes on your bathroom mirror, being careful to let the ashes cool so as not to burn your finger. Now go to the liquor cabinet and drink 4 quick shots of gin. Now wasn't that fun? We're here with the Fifth Army interviewing one of Japan's great movie idols, Kalibo the Giant Killer Moth. What's it like to be adored by millions?
Well, you know, actually, it's tough being Giant Killer Moth when you're off a set. It's hard to go out to the local pub with a beer with your friends when you got a wingspan over 40 feet.
I know just what you mean.
Will anyone let me babysit their kids? No. I get my talons clipped. They still won't let me near the beach. I fly in for baseball game. They call it off.
Too bad.
You know, it's hard being matinee idol. They love me in Japan, but they won't let me
the top. This is science editor Jules Bergman on Venus. It's raining molten sulfur here today, and it's over 9,000 degrees. A great day to bake beans. Look, over there, it's St. Anthony on Venus. St. Anthony! How does a saint live on Venus?
Under pressure and very carefully. Say, isn't that a rip in your spacesuit, Jules?
Why, yes, it...
That's what I thought. This is St. Anthony on Venus with the remains of Jules Bergman.
Now we're going to do an old Appalachian folk song from Appalachia. While driving down the street in my car, I scream at the top of my lungs, and when I do, it sounds like this. While driving down the street in my car, I scream at the top of my lungs, but when I roll up the window, it sounds like this. Thank you very much. Traveling through the Southwest. Yeah, you know, we're just taking the ups and downs right in stride. Shooting them armadillos. Right out the car window. Yeah, him with his nigger. And me with my blue steel 45. You know, Herman would play the accordion and knew all the focus. Me, I used to sing a bit back then. And between songs, old Herman, he'd talk about World War II. That was the thing. Yeah, tears would come into his eyes. I'd listen to him when
reminisce. Yay, talk all about the funeral. And something he called his fatherland. Well, you know, one night there's some strange fellas in the bar, little place down by Waco. These guys didn't shout much. They didn't drink any beer. I knew they were from out of town. Yeah, they seemed to recognize old Herman. That made him sweat quite a bit. Oh, funny thing, later on that night, old Herman disappeared. Well, sure enough, that next morning, they found Herman out in the desert. Had a bullet right through his head. Guess he who lives by the sword, you know. Funny thing, you know, a group of those swastika fellas that come down from Chicago. All the way. You know, they paid for old Herman's funeral and had the darndest parade the town ever saw. Yeah, me and Herman used to travel through the Southwest. There we were, taking the ups and downs in stride. Nice a fella as you'd ever want to meet. Just shooting the armadillos right out the car window. Just bang banging. Him with a Luger and me with a blue steel 45. Yeah, Herman, I know you're just following orders. You understand. Goodbye, old buddy. Anybody can make a mistake. Say, what do you want me to do with all them art treasures back at the bunkhouse, anyway? Wish you were still around. Gonna play the mean poker. Claim you knew how to fly. Calvin. I'm 25 years old. But my best friends say I look like I'm 16. And I kind of like that image. This is my love song. It's called Michelle. I think it'll make me a star. Sure, I remember Michelle. She's gone, you know. Left behind two dead goldfish and a broken radio. I know this sounds strange, but I gotta tell you so. I take those things with me. Everywhere that I go, sure, I love Michelle. She was a vegetarian. She ate steak once a day. She had a parrot. Had nothing to say. Her hair was gold. And her eyes were blue. Well, she had a mustache. And looked a lot. A lot like you. Oh, Michelle. Those are some hot licks. We had a religious experience, and that's a fact. She lost her girlfriend at a bus station, and someone sent it back. She told me one truth. That I always keep on hold. If they make disposable lighters, someday you know they're gonna make disposable souls. Oh, Michelle, come back. Oh, Michelle.